I remember my mother saying when I was a baby, and she was going down to Brownsville, I was very young. And in those days, I can remember when they had red plush seats, well, even over here too, in this our country, and they had straw seats for, we used to have matting, sort of a straw thing, which was very cool. And of course, I was very, very young, and she was going down to Brownsville, I think, to show me off to the grandparents. And the train caught on fire, and so that particular coach, and so up in the baggage car, they put me on a scale, you know, these tall scales, you know? And so they, I guess they had me in a basket of some kind, and so the passengers had to go in there, and then we were, oh, we were delayed, I don't know, hours and hours and hours and hours before we got into Matamoros.
What would start a fire like that?
Huh?
What would start a fire like that?
Oh, well, they smoke cigarettes all the time, you know. They don't know anything about prevention. And I guess it was little water. All the water we had was what, I guess, the train, what they use, you know. And so I know that, I remember that experience that they told me about.
And tell me about the people here now, like, tell me the clubs you belong to here. Do you belong to any clubs?
Oh, yes. I'm a charter member since 1934 of the Pan-American Roundtable. And there are several in the valley. And we interchange, you know, with Mexico. Sometimes we're entertained over there, sometimes they're entertained over here. And I went in and when it was organized in 1934. And I belong to this La Revista. That means the reviewer, R-E-V-I-S-T-A, where you spell it. And that once a month, we had somebody, you know, review a book. And I used to belong to the garden club, but I quit that quite a while back.
What was the garden club like?
It's still functioning. I'm going to a dinner next Wednesday out at the woman's building. Oh, they study about flowers and how to arrange flowers. This really was very interesting, except I met at 9 o'clock in the morning, and it was too cold to go in the wintertime, so I just got lazy, you know, and quit. And let's see.
Do they have projects here in town to plant?
Oh, yes, yes, uh-huh, they do. We put up a marker up at the bearing that canal that's right over in there, across this town. And we had a marker there, because right over that way, the New York soldiers were stationed there during the war, 1917, 15, 16. We had a lot of New York soldiers here.
Do you remember that when they were here?
Well, yeah, my daughter was born in 17. I had two sons by then.
Tell me about them being here, the soldiers being here, what it was like.
Oh, well, Colonel Vanderbilt was here, and we had, he was a Catholic, and we had several, they were out of New York. National Guard, I think, from New York, and then the Army. I don't know how they do that, but anyway, they were sent down here. And the Catholic Church, we had a little Frank Catholic Church, and it burned down. And now they have, there's several churches all around Catholic. And they built that, contributed a great deal to building a brick one. And they were stationed here, and their house,